Today is the International Day of Peace. It's observed each year on September the 21st. The theme this year is Sustainable Peace for a Sustainable Future. It's based on the Rio Plus 20, the United Nations Sustainable Conference held this year. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon rang the peace bell.
On the International Day of Peace, the United Nations calls for a complete cessation of hostilities around the world.
The United Nations says the root causes of many conflicts are directly related to or fueled by natural resources such as diamonds, gold, oil, timber, or water. They say that addressing the ownership, control, and management of natural resources is crucial to maintaining security and restoring the economy in post-conflict countries. At Amnesty International, Yoko Ono presents the John Lennon Yoko Ono Peace Award to Pussy Riot, the punk rock band. The punk band members were sentenced in August to 2 years in prison for performing an irreverent song mocking the Russian President Vladimir Putin. WBAI's Linda Perry files this report.
Hundreds of photographers snapped photos of Yoko Ono as she talks about the Peace Award.
I established it 10 years ago in the spirit of my husband, John Lennon, to continue our work for peace by supporting and encouraging the activists of the world.
Ono says Pussy Riot receives the Lennon Ono Peace Award for standing up for freedom of expression. The punk rock band members were sentenced in August to 2 years in prison for performing an irreverent song mocking Russian President Vladimir Putin inside Moscow's main cathedral. Pyotr Verzalov is husband of jailed Pussy Riot member Nadia Talakamnikova.
This was, in fact, what the girls called it. It was a punk prayer. Some people were somewhat offended by this sentence, but at the same time, a lot of believers in Russia do agree that it is not the jobs of Christians to demand to put handcuffs on people, no matter how offended they were, if they were offended. Right now we have basically the main thinker, the most philosophical man in the Russian Orthodox Church, Father Andrei Kurayev. He's repeatedly stated that he does think that this was an honest act and there was nothing wrong with it, and basically Christians have to learn and accept to live with these kinds of things.
Members of the punk rock group are awaiting an appeal. Suzanne Nossel is with Amnesty International. She says Amnesty has declared Pussy Riot prisoners of conscience.
This is a status that we declare on behalf of people who are being detained or jailed solely because of an expression of their beliefs. And we have mobilized the human rights movement around the world to demand their release. We're sending letters. We're mounting petitions. We've sent over 100,000 signatures and put them in front of the Russian government. We're organizing marches and protests around the world on campuses. Here in the United States, kids are putting on balaclavas to stand with Pussy Riot and be part of their cause. And we will do that until they're free and free to express themselves. They have been put in jail. And if you see the video of this performance, you will see that it's peaceful. There's nothing violent. There's nothing menacing or threatening about it. This was a peaceful expression that is fully protected under international law. And we will stand with anybody who's persecuted for doing that.
Balaclavas are masks which Pussy Riot wears in their concerts.
The girls received their status of prisoners of conscience 3 weeks, less than a month than after they were arrested. And this really did help change their situation. At least it brought a lot of attention to them. And well, Russian authorities from the start, they knew that the whole world was watching this case. So thank you to Amnesty.
Well, you're very welcome. I just want to say we're not done yet, and we won't be done until these women are freed, and the pressure is building up. We, you know, having Aung San Suu Kyi come out yesterday so forcefully demanding the release of Pussy Riot. World leaders are coming forward, and this is a movement that is gaining momentum, and I think you're going to see our members, human rights activists from all over the world, mobilizing around the appeal on the 1st of October and continuing to keep the heat on the Russian government until they finally see the light of day and recognize that they have no business holding these women in jail.
Other recipients of the Lennon Ono Peace Award are Rachel Corey, the 23-year-old American crushed by a bulldozer on the Gaza Strip in 2003 while she was peaceably defending a Palestinian home. Christopher Hitchens, the prolific British-American journalist, and John Perkins, activist, economist, and author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.